So having the right answer, you know, as care partners, we get a lot of questions. We get these questions thrown at us constantly, you know, and where I want to start is these concerns, these questions. I'm going to talk about the most common probably that we've all heard. I'm going to talk about a couple today. For example, I want to go home or I need to go home. A lot of us have probably heard, where is somebody? Where are the babies? I need so-and-so. The other common one I'm going to talk about today is I need to go. A lot of times it could be I need to go to work, and they're not physically still working in our world, in cognitive mind world, and we say what is natural. For example, I need to go home. This is your home. You've lived here for 20 years, and or you are retired and you don't work anymore. These common answers, what would be natural to say is what we know and the right answer, as we've been taught and what we know up to this point. So coming from experience, care partner to care partner, and as a coach along this journey, let me take you into a perspective, a thought, a realm, a world where these answers may be different than what we know and what we've been taught, but these answers can work. If your goal is to keep them safe, calm, secure, you know, they say 6 out of 10 people with Alzheimer's will wander, and we don't know which 6 out of 10 that is and which 4 are not. You never know, but a lot of times these incidents can be spawned by the answer we give, what we say back to them. And it not fitting in their world. It doesn't make sense in planet Alzheimer's. And we always come from our perspective, our world, which is not the same world our loved ones are in. So, for example, I want to go home. That's very common. At some point, you may hear that from your loved one. It can come from a different, from a few different areas. Factors can contribute to this. For example, Christmas, Thanksgiving, family gatherings, things we've done for years and years. You know, in my family, we always go to grandmother's, to grandma's for Thanksgiving. And as this disease came into our lives, what we would notice as we would still incorporate her and take her to our house for Thanksgiving was she couldn't handle the atmosphere as long. You know, typical holiday may include a lot of people, kids, animals, a lot of stuff going on, and with Alzheimer's disease, it will not allow someone with Alzheimer's to focus, enjoy, and concentrate like they could before. So, for example, if I could give you Alzheimer's disease for a minute, there'd be a lot of things going on inside, and since I can't, I'll try to describe it. For instance, think of if I took headphones and put them on you with static, not a station, not music, but what we would call white noise. Just a lot of static and noise, really loud, and I put those on your ears. And then maybe I tape your hands together, tape your fingers together, and put coffee beans in your shoes. I give you these deficits, and maybe I put some goggles on your eyes that have a yellowish tint over them. They're symbolizing the macular degeneration that can happen so often with people with Alzheimer's disease. So I've given you all these deficits that everyone with Alzheimer's disease is dealing with. Now I put you in these settings where you're not going to be able to focus. You're not going to be able to concentrate. You've got aches and pains. You can't see that well. People are asking you questions. Things are moving too fast. You're going to get frustrated and upset very easily. So just to put you in those shoes for a second to set the mood. So someone in that condition and in those environments, it becomes overwhelming, too much. I can't handle it as long as I could before. So what happens, once again, if we're all in those shoes with those deficits, we're not going to be able to enjoy it. And we're human, so at some point we may get grumpy and act out or be agitated or say, I need to go. So that's common. So a lot of times it can be those types of settings where I want to go home or I need to go home can come from. The other time, let me say this, when that word or phrase is said, let me go beyond the words, deeper than the words that are being said, and tell me, let me tell you what that actually means. When that person says, I want to go home, or I need to go home, what they're typically referring to a lot of times, not in every situation, and depends on where they are in the disease and a lot of circumstances, but a lot of times in that later part of the journey, the mid part, where you are a care partner, what that can mean is, you know, I'm frustrated, I'm upset, I'm tired, you know, I'm very overwhelmed, it's been a long day, or maybe I'm confused and I don't know where I am, but I need to go. And when we say home, a lot of times, once again, we mean childhood home. So let me put this perspective in your mind. For most of us, for a lot of us, not all of us, but think of childhood home, what that represents, especially if you have kids or have had young children. You know, home is where mom and dad are. And that's where everything is safe. And it'll be okay. So, you know, I think, for instance, that first sleepover, and your child is so excited and maybe says where they're grown up and they'll be fine, and you told them to call them if they need you, and somewhere in that evening or later in the day you get a call and they need to come home, or they need mom, or they need dad. So once again, when you hear these words, it's deeper than the words. I think what's really being said is something in the mix is upsetting me. I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired. I need a break. I need comfort for a moment. I need to be taken away from this environment. So for those settings, what I'm coaching you on is, this doesn't mean that you don't involve them anymore or we don't include them, but just be prepared as a care partner that now they won't be able to enjoy it as long as they used to, or just like they used to, or at some point they're going to need a break or time to rest or a way to enjoy a quiet, calmer environment. But that doesn't mean they still don't enjoy it and really need those things, and it does make a difference